We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
So you know how we're talking about scams and all this stuff?
Yeah.
Can you imagine this?
What's that?
So somebody keeps leaving creepy letters at this house. Did you see that?
I saw it, but I didn't read it.
From the Watcher.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
New Jersey couple who claims they were scared away from their home by creepy letters say they received another note from the Watcher.
Didn't this start like a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it made the news about a year ago?
Yeah, because the Watcher says that he owns the home.
Yeah.
It happened in 2014.
Oh, it's been 3 years.
Yeah, they've been.
I knew it had been a while back.
It says the couple's lawyer says the letter contained specific threats and was more derogatory and sinister than any of the previous letters.
Now, it ran them out of the house, right?
Yeah.
They left.
In one of the previous letters, the stalker asked whether the new family brought him the young blood that he requested. He also explained in the letter, my grandfather watched the house in the 1920s and my father watched the house in the 1960s. It's now my time. Why are you here? I will find out.
Spooky.
And now they're trying to sell it. And by the way, it's a very expensive house. It's $1.4 million home.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sell it. Nobody wants to buy it because of the Watcher.
Now, the Watcher is watching the house because I guess somewhere back in time, this house was kind of their property.
Right.
They never wanted to give it up, even though forced to somewhere down the line, but they continue to watch the house. So over generations and generations, they've always had somebody that's been watching the house. And in order to watch the house, you have to leave these creepy messages to scare off the new buyers every time. And so far, it's been working. And like you said, though, it's a $1.4 million house. This isn't like a trailer park.
No, 1.4. And what's really crazy is that the new owners, it's a young couple that bought it, they are now suing the former owners because the former owners used to get letters, too,
yeah,
and didn't disclose it.
It's been going on for years.
Oh, my God.
Years, and nobody's saying. I got a feeling it's going to be very difficult to sell this house this time because it's now made the news.
I know.
It's starting to circulate.
The Watcher. I had something, I didn't even know what was going on. I got these little motivational rocks
right.
put on my front door once in a while, and it was really creeping us out. But they were sweet little rocks, and they were painted.
That's the way it starts.
I know, but it was
sweet.
It really creeped us out, and then I was like, okay. So finally I posted, like, this is getting weird. What was my neighbor doing it?
Oh,
thank God. She was being really sweet,
yeah.
But I was still like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Thank God she told
me.
Does
that neighbor still around?
Oh, yeah. She's awesome. But it's still, you know, she was just being nice and putting these cute little, but I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I was scared. Let's hear. What else did I have to tell you? Oh, yeah. This is a weird thing that's going viral, and I can't believe what people find to freak out about. But there's a bunch of pictures that have been released of Princess Diana and Prince Charles. Now, you remember Princess Diana died in a car accident. Prince Charles was kind of a ass. Anyway, they have all these pictures that are being released all of a sudden out of nowhere. And it shows that the two were actually the same height. Prince Charles and Princess Diana were the exact same height. They were both 5'10". But if you go and look at all the studio photos or all the stage photos, he is way taller. But the actuality is that he's not. He's the same height. But
right.
Buckingham Palace always made him look taller in all the pictures.
That's exactly what Hollywood does.
But isn't it weird all of a sudden it's going viral? I mean, how long has this been?
Yeah.
People
it's the weirdest
crazy.
Stuff that actually makes the news. That is a weird thing.
I know. Right?
It's like, who cares at this point, right?
I know.
But I guess they want to make him to look like a king, you know, a future king.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to do that, he has to have that, you know, bigger than life, literally bigger than life, than what he really is in real life. He's got to have that persona going on.
It's just weird. I just don't know why it's taking off now. But let's talk about the real fun. Disco biscuits.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
This is breaking news.
I guess Bill Cosby used to call his little roofies, they'd slip into people's drinks, disco biscuits.
You'll get a disco biscuit, and you don't know what happens after that.
So what we've done is we've named our new intern Disco Biscuit.
Intern Disco Biscuit.
Hey, Disco Biscuit.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, is she not in there?
No, she's not.
I guess it was bad timing.
She's not even around. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, tell her we.
Maybe she's knocked out somewhere. She has Disco Biscuit, you know.
Anyway, so his lawyers don't want that introduced to the jury or to anybody. They don't want anybody to know about Disco Biscuits because it makes them look bad.
Yeah, I think it would. Yeah, if you're walking around saying, hey, you know, the best way to get her back to my place is to give her a little Disco Biscuit.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to make you look bad.
It's going to make you
look bad. And the jury's going to say, hey, that's bad.
Yeah.
Maybe convict you even.
It's already bad enough that they have him quoted as saying in 1991, women are never in the mood for men. They need chemicals. That's not going to play well.
It just baffles me.
Yeah.
You've got the prosecution and the defense. No one's denying all this happened. Nobody is denying it. They're just trying to argue what you can and can't use in court.
Yeah.
How do you not just say, whoa, 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 this guy's guilty. Throw him in jail. Put Bill Cosby away.
Yeah.
They're not even denying the fact that he did it. They're just arguing if they can use it or not. He had Disco Biscuits.
Yeah.
Go buy a can of Disco Biscuits and see what that costs you.
Women are never in the mood for men. They need chemicals. That's a good one there, Cosby. Yeah, turd. Anyway, Brad Pitt looks like a shadow of his former self in shocking new photos. A split from Angelina Jolie takes its toll. That's the headline.
Yeah, they seem to be searching for something here.
They do.
They really do. They want to make it look like he's so down and out and he's desperate and he's despair or depression and that he's losing weight and is he going to survive?
And they're showing him like he's depressed and stuff. I don't know. He looks like a guy that is fit and is going to an art studio.
Look, here's the guy that, if you remember, a week after we heard about the big breakup, was off on a yacht in St. Tropez. He was out there hanging out with some hookers.
He wasn't with hookers.
Well, they were scantily clad women.
They were not either.
They were hot, scantily clad women.
There were no women. We didn't see any women.
There were a couple of women.
There were no women.
You think he was depressed? No, he was happy to get away from her and the kids.
Well, she is bitchy.
And those six kids.
You know, she doesn't even smile.
And he and that one kid, they don't even get along.
I'm Angelina Jolie. I don't smile. I have crippling depression.
By the way, the picture of Brad Pitt, geez, I wish I looked like that.
Me too.
I mean, you?
No, I wish you did.
Yeah, I wish I did.
No, I wish you did too.
Just think of the eye candy I'd be for you every morning.
My God.
But now look at me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look at what you're looking at now.
Yay.
Lucky you.
Yay. Yay. Well,
take a look at the picture. Sean, you got it up yet?
The picture? Oh, I got it.
Anyway, I know it's early, but...
Reclusive Brad Pitt emerged looking shockingly thin and gaunt in Los Angeles. This happened on Wednesday. The picture was taken. In recent months, the 53-year-old has been locking himself away in a Los Angeles art studio while nursing a broken heart. How do you people
poor
know?
Guy. That poor guy.
As the father of six... I had arrived at his creative bolt hole this week. The actor, often described as the sexiest man alive, looked like a shadow of his former self. I didn't know that he was 53. She was 41. It says the ugly legal war has taken its toll on poor Brad Pitt.
It's terrible.
I hope he'll be
terrible.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think the guy is... I mean, obviously, look at him. He's not eating. Sure, he can't sleep.
Nope.
Probably.
But I told you the pictures that I saw, it's his car. He has like a Tesla or whatever, and it's in front of the art studio.
Yeah.
And there's a big thing of smoke coming out of the passenger side, or driver's side. He's hitting the bong pretty hard.
Yeah, you think that's what that is, though?
No, his car is probably on fire inside.
Yeah, he probably has, like, he dropped a lighter or something in the seat.
Yeah.
I don't think you can jump to conclusions that he's out having a good time smoking pot. Look at him.
Well, I think that you do a better job probably painting if you're high, right?
Yes.
I'm really feeling it.
I think you'd eat more, so you'd be heavier.
Well, that's true too, right?
Yeah, and they say he's losing weight. And
what am I reading here?
Poor guy's distraught.
Let me hand that to you.
I don't know.
What is that?
It says a robot has her first period.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know. Where'd you get this from?
I don't know. It's in my stack of crap.
All right. Well, your stack of crap says a robot's had her first time of the month.
That is so weird.
Let's see. Green robots. You know, if you're going to make a robot and you're going to make it as humanly as possible, there are a couple of characteristics you probably could leave out.
Yeah.
Okay. And this might be one of them.
That's so weird.
You know, like, okay, for women, I think you leave this out. For men, the old scratch in the crotch. I think you leave that out.
Wait, just what? Saying. What did you say?
Scratching your crotch. Oh, you know how guys have a habit of reaching down. And you can leave that out with the robots, right? You don't need that going forward for the future.
No.
Well, maybe you do.
So my son says to me, I'll tell you later. It's early.
All right.
I'll tell you later.
Let's not embarrass anyone.
All right. Never mind.
It's Friday.
And
you
then finally.
You have to live with it for 2 days through the weekend.
I know. So never mind. Yeah. And then finally. Hey, great news, everybody.
What's up?
Kim Kardashian will be having surgery to repair her uterus.
Wow.
Thank you for letting us know, Kim Kardashian.
That's why we're going to party tonight at Jackson's downtown.
It's New Uterus Friday.
Right. We've been duping people into thinking it's bar bingo, but it's not.
Nope.
It's uterus blowout.
Ew.
Well, okay, that was a bad
term.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian wants us all to know that she wants to have a third child, and so she's going to go have surgery to repair her worn out, dried up uterus.
Oh, lucky.
There you go, Tableau Trash.
That is an actual story this morning. Is that ridiculous?
It is ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, Kimmy. You keep us updated now.
Woo-hoo!
We want to know how that uterus is working out.
God.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.